everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, narrow trading ranges were seen throughout the cattle trade here today, with traders taking advantage of profit-taking opportunities following the recent surge higher. March corn futures about 5 cents higher, the Dow Jones 324 points higher, NASDAQ up 93 points. Over in live cattle, light pressure slowly trickling into the live cattle trade late today, with most contracts steady to 15 cents per hundredweight lower. The underlying pressure in the complex more focused on adjusting positions following early week gains. Cash cattle activity remained sluggish today, with just a few token bids developing. Box beef cutouts today were mixed, 15 cents lower in select and up 65 cents per hundredweight in choice, with wide movement of 65 total lows reported. Over in feeder cattle, following limited early morning losses, line buyer support redeveloped despite renewed interest in grain markets. Corn futures holding a 5 cent gain throughout the day, which is expected to add increased production costs to the cattle complex. The underlying firm tone in the complex, though, minimizing the impact of this, with March futures holding narrow 20 cent losses, while the rest of the complex is steady to 40 cents higher. Traders in most summer and fall contracts, though, continue to focus on expected demand support and long-term market strength. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today, with corn trade 2 to 3 cents higher as light buying returned after trade fell into support levels and oversold conditions opening up the week. Soybean trade 4 to 6 cents higher, with overall range-bound action continuing amid trade talks and South American harvest. Meal $1.50 to $2.50 higher, and oil narrowly mixed. Over in wheat, trade was flat to 4 cents lower in quiet trade today, with the intra-month spread still firming and KC being the weak side of the trade right now. The U.S. has seen better export business lately. The more sales, though, with confirmation, will boost the spread action, with Egypt and Nigeria buying in recent days, along with potential Indonesian interest. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.